Save us a spot.
Everybody has a place.
You have kids that live in America?
Yeah.
How many kids live here?
I have three kids live here in Westgate.
And how many kids live down in Israel?
Two live over there.
Wow. The kids live in Westgate to keep regularly over American holidays? Like 2 days?
Yeah, sure.
What do you think?
Yeah.
So you come back and forth often, or is
Maybe twice a year.
Wow. And your kids go to you?
Yeah.
Wow. Why do they live over here? Because their wives from here.
They live here. This is their life.
They grew up where?
Here. In Westgate.
Yeah.
I mean, they grew up in Florida, but I'm saying.
Wow.
See, we're doing it all wrong there.
Hard to change. It's hard to change.
It's very hard to do what he's doing. It's not so simple. Not so simple. You got to be able to do it. It's not the Parnassus is hard. I just saw.
I'm not really working now. I'm on myself. What you gotta do?
It's also hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
You're not working.
Yeah.
You're looking for work, or you're not looking for work?
I mean, I was, but it doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense. Yeah, to work there, it doesn't make sense. To work remote, it didn't work for me. I tried it, it didn't work. So the only other option is to come back here. Yeah, so I keep thinking.
Wow.
Come back here, then it's a whole different pressure, you know. But I'm not looking for work I'm just for my brain. That's
sanity.
To keep occupied, you gotta. So they told me to do volunteering.
You gotta join an organization.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to find something to do.
Hang out in the yeshiva.
You could run an organization. You could do that.
Yeah.
Not the collecting part. The
maybe
something like that. The administrative part of
yeah,
the organization.
Yeah,
pick a yeshiva.
Take
good at yeshiva, so you got like a social life.
I do.
Better than me.
All
right, today's shiur, we got to move it because it's a long daf. Today's shiur falls on Zeb Merachol.
Looks like Avi's coming early.
Omer Mekasim Beronana Kohen, Hashem Yim Kondamov, the soldier that was killed, Brian the Mimas Rezal Sara, Yeshua Machana. Esther was Chayafa and Shmuel Devorah and Tzeskel Mishalom to Mr. Ini. He's going back to Etzro. I say Rabbi Ini, he learns in Yeshiva two Sturm a day. He's a Shana Rabbi, more than us. Mitzvah will all be in Etzro soon.
Thank you for being here. It really was a great eye opener. Amazing. Great.
Very nice.
He already thought about coming back. He had this.
Well, if I come back, this is, I have no question where I'm going to be.
Huh?
If I come back, I'm not question where I'm going to be.
Oh.
Beautiful. Okay, so we have like this. We're up to Chaf Aleph and Beis. Today we're going to try to finish the Perek. We're up to the two dots. V'kosu Sef Torah L'shmoy. So he writes Sef Torah L'shmoy, which means there's no garbage bag in there. Just put it on the chair. I'll get a garbage bag soon. Chai Rocha V'special Reza. Raises on my fush lema. Tana obavad shlo yisna. It says over there he should not. He has to write his own sef Torah. He can't take sef Torah from someone else. B'shel avoysov. Shnishlom shal avoysov. Amar Rava afal b'shenicho avoysov say on sef Torah. Even though a person left, somebody inherited a sef Torah. Mitzvah lichter mishaloi. Like my father inherited a sef Torah from my grandmother. But he still has a chiv to write his own sef Torah. Shnei mav ata kisvul chem sashira. You have to write your own sef Torah. Every year, has to write his own sef Torah. The Rosh holds that today there's no chiv mitzvah ksiv sef Torah because the chiv ksiv sef Torah is to learn from, and we don't learn from sef Torah today. So he says it's not a chiv of ksiv sef Torah. The chiv of ksiv sef Torah is to buy svarim. That's what he holds. And there's a whole shaila if you want to buy, if I have two bookies of Svarim and I want to buy you the Tyron on the computer. What do you call that? The
it's a
chachma. It's a chachma. So it's $2,000. I don't have the money. So I sell two bookcases of my Svarim. Anyone's gonna have it in the computer to buy it. Am I allowed to do that? So Rav Moshe says you're allowed to because the whole issue of selling Sefer Torah is only because it has higher Kedusha. Svarim don't really have a Kedusha like Sefer Torah, and you're allowed to do it. Rav Yash says not so pashut. Because a Sefer has more Kedusha, has Kedusha. It doesn't have Kedusha, so a Sefer. It doesn't matter, but it doesn't have Kedusha like a Sefer. Like a Sefer. It's a computer. Computer doesn't have Kedusha.
I thought the whole thing was because
of Sefer. Sorry. Oh. Sorry about that.
I thought the whole point is
Sefer Torah is a Dvar Shalim. No, it's a Kedusha. You can't sell Sefer Torah only for Lisa Isha and Talmud Torah. And the reason is because Sefer Torah has the most Kedusha. Has the most Kedusha.
Why? Because it's a
Dvar Shalim. It's a Sefer Torah, has Kedusha. But I mean,
I'm saying over a Sefer or something like that.
So it depends. So he holds a Sefer, yeah, it doesn't have the Kedusha Sefer Torah, but it has Kedusha. Yeah, but that's not the reason. That's not the reason why it is. The reason is because it's a Sefer Torah is the highest Kedusha. It just is the highest Kedusha. But a Sefer is not, doesn't have Kedusha like that. Anyway, when we forge further over a little bit because it's late. So Gemara says, Koskam, Abishin is going to say, Koskam Shalai, Ba'ata Kizlucham Sashira. Asri Abayo, Abaya asks, it's not true. Because of Sefer Torah, Lishma, Ishlaish, no, Bishalachirim. Melachin, Hadjiloi. It would seem to be that only a king has a schiv, but a guy like my father, who Yashin Sefer Torah, that would be fine. He has a Sefer Torah. As long as you own it, you have it. Le'tzricha, L'shtei Torah. So, Katanya, Koskam is a Mishnah. So a king has a chiyuv. Thank you. A king has a chiyuv to write two Sefer Torah. One that's yotzev imoy, and one that stays with him.
I gotta cook and clean here.
Actually, menachas loy nozov. So the one that he carries with him, he makes like a kamiya, and it's a lot of different pshat and what this little Sefer Torah is. Either it was a little Sefer Torah, like Abraham Kineski had that little Sefer Torah. I think Moshe Shtarmach has it now. Or the Rashash. And the Mefarshim learn in Rashi later on Chavez Maralov, that it wasn't a small Sefer Torah. It was a small Sefer Torah, but it was only written certain parts of the Torah. It wasn't the whole Torah written, because it's not so partial that you can hang a Sefer Torah on your Zroya. Put a Sefer Torah on your hang a Sefer Torah. It's not covered on Torah. So how was he allowed to do that? Some say it was a Kamiya, was only written part of the Torah. It wasn't the whole Torah in it. It's a Shaila how it was. That's what I had to write. Written the whole Tayag Mitzvahs. It wasn't the whole Torah. That was good enough. And Nichnas Bala Loyal Bes America, it's King of Bes America, Lebes Kisa Shnev, Vahisi Imai Vakar by Makam Aroy Lucas, but it has to be Makam Aroy Lucas, but even though it's a Chia for it to be with him this whole time, Vashtetzach, it can't be, not in the bathroom, it has to be somewhere that's Roy Lucas by. Omar Zut Rebetem, Mars Okvat Chilan, and Torah Lis Robixav Ivri. First, the Torah was given Lixav Ivri. Ksav Ivri is the regular language that we have. Is the Ebonics, the second row and the fourth row, whatever you call it. This stuff. And then Where did you get that printer? They gave the Yotis the Ksav Ivris, Loshan Rami. And Loshan Rami, my Yotis, Amrachis the Kutoi. The Kutois, my Ksav Ivris, Amrachis the Ksav Libuna. It's a big Osius that were written in Kamias and Mezuzas. That's what they used to use then. So basically, I'm going to tell you in short what's going on over in the Gemara. Basically, there's Ksav Ashuris and Ksav Ivris. It's a big machloikis in the Gemara, how the Torah was originally given. It's very hard to say that the Torah was not given in Ksav Ashuris, and we have Ksav Ashuris today. You're not allowed to switch things. Can't be. How was the Torah given? When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, came down with the Sefer Torah. What did that Sefer Torah say? Was it Ksav Ivris, Ksav Ashuris? Pashtus, it was Ksav Ashuris, and that's the idea we have. I think it's the same idea. Some say it's a little different. I don't know, but Ksav Ashuris, and it was switched. It was switched. Klai Shol was Chayta because it's very hard to say that it was Ksav Ivris originally because the Gemara Megill says that Mem Shebe Luchos and the Samach was the Mem Shebe Luchos and the Samach were hanging, and it can't be that it was Ksav Ivris right here. This is Mem and the Samach is this. So the only one that it would have to be is the Ayin. So it has to change to Ayin and that's it. So it can't be. So the Gemara doesn't stim. So they say it has to be that originally it came down in Ksav Ashuris and Klai Shol was Chayta, and that's why it was like that. We'll see the Gemara. But so Gemara says, Tanya, really, Ezra was big enough that Torah should be given to him, Israel. Ilmala called Moshe. If not for Moshe, but Moshe, why Moshe Alalakim? But Ezra, who Ezra Olam and Bavel? Ma Liam Khan Torah? Afalia, I'm Allah on Torah. But Moshe, why Moshe Hashem Beis Lam Eskim Kumush Batim? That Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah to Klai Yisrael. But Ezra, why key something? Ki Heichen Ezra Levavo Lidris Torah Hashem Elakov Lasev Lam Yisrael Choy Kumush Bavel Bishlo Nitn Torah Ayadoi. Even though it wasn't given, Nishtana Ayadoi Aksav. But the Ksav was given. Ayadoi, it switched, and basically Klai Yisrael after they did the Eagle. So the Ksav switched, and then it eventually switched back by Ezra after the Tshuva. That's what it says. Shnemar, the Ksav Hanish. One second, let me just get the right word over here. The Ksav Hanish Tavon, Kosov Aramis, or Maturgam Aramis. The Ksiv, Loika Halin Kosov Lemikro, Upish Lohidola Malka. So basically, what happened was Baal Shetzar took out the Kalim Levis Migdush. And he went out and had a party, and the Malach came and wrote words on the wall, and nobody knew what the words said. And basically, Klai Yisrael was chata, and they couldn't read the words anymore. They couldn't read the words. Upish lo idol amalke uksiv uksavas v'kosavas mishnah Torah azoyis. We'll see in a minute what the words were, according to the Malach, that it was not nishtana. So why couldn't he read the words? If you hold it was Nishtana, then I understand why you couldn't read what the Malach wrote. If you hold it wasn't Nishtana, then why couldn't you read what the Malach wrote? We'll see. Because of Mishnah Torah, it's Ksav Royal Ishtanis. It's Ksav Royal Ishtanis. Lamanikri Ashurish, Oli Ma'asha. That came off of Ma'asha. Tanya, Rabbi Yarmitchila, Ksav Zenit in the Torah Yisrael. It was written in Ksav Ashurish. Kirishchotu Nepachlan L'Royitz. Royitz means. That's this Ivris, right? The Dayats. Means they couldn't read it. It was a different language. Kimish Khazar Ben Khzirulam Shnam Ashuvli Bits Libitsroin Asiria Tikva Gamma Yoy Magin Mishnah Ashvalach Lominik Shmash Ashvalach Lominik Shmashuris Shumushes Ksav. It's a very rich ksav. Reb Shimon Lazar, I remember Shum Jalazib and Patash Amar Mishum Rabilazar Madoi. He says no, he disagrees. Ksav is a loinishtana kolikar. It didn't switch. Shnema vave amudim, ma amudim lenishtano, avam lenishtano, vaymer valyudim kechsavim chilshana, mal shem lenishtano, avksam lenishtano. It never switched. El manim kamis mishnah Torah zois, l'shtei tyrus. It's referring to two tyrus from the king. Achash yoytzav nechnas imoy, v'achash menachzav beis genozov. Oysi yoytzav nechnas imoy, oysi kamin kemiya. V'tel bezroy shnema shivisa Hashem negi tamid. So that's what it says. Shivis Hashem Tomei, he has to have Idach. What does do with that pasuk Shivis Hashem? Hi, Shivis my Darish Bei. Who me boyle? Like we learned the Kedah. Chana ba Bizna. Damar Chana ba Bizna. Amar Shachsido. Hamespal Tzorich Shira Atzma Kilo Shchini Kenegdo. Shem Shivis Hashem Tomei. That's what we have on the front by our Amud. That's how we use that pasuk. It's always written over there. So Kfreti Gemara Leb Shimon the Amak Sav Zelenishtano. If you learn that it did not switch, so you always had this. You always had Ivris. You always had Ivris. So what happened by Baal Shetzer? The Malach came, he wrote on the wall. What can you understand? Always Ashuris, sorry. Always Ashuris. So then what happened by Baal Shetzer when he took the Kelim Mishmigdash out, the Malach wrote it on the wall, he couldn't read it? What was the big deal? So Gemara says, the reason why I couldn't read it because he wrote it in a different, he had an alphabet, something called Atbash. Atbash means that the letters are interchangeable. So if you write, Aleph is tough, here, you have, the word he wrote was Yatz, mana taco parson, and he wrote it like this. The a mem is a yud, a tes is a nun, alf is tough, mem is yud, whatever. So there's different letters that interchange with
first to the last and
it goes right. So basically you if you write it in that way, this is what comes out. So what the Malach wrote on the wall, he wrote this. And really this is what was written. It was regular letters. The letters that were Ashuras, the way we have in our Sefer Torah. But he mixed up the letters because it was Atbash, because they had a different way of writing. So instead of a mem, they wrote a yud. So people didn't understand. They didn't know that language, that way of writing. So Gemara says, Lokan Kosal Mikra, Damak Sabas Lunchtime, my Lokan Kosal Mikra. What does that mean? Amarab Gematri Ichtel Lahain. Yatis Adach. Pukhmut. My parshlu, what does that mean? Mana tackle a parson. And basically the Malach was giving Musar that the Abisha took away, we're in Gauls now, and he took away and he gave to Parsi, he took away the Beis HaMikdash and from Klaishol and he gave it to the king of Persia. That's where Eni comes from.
Yeah.
You come from Persia?
No, from Syria.
Same thing.
Soon they're gonna fight and they're gonna win.
Mana elakom al chusach. Mana elakom al chusach. Vishlamtalach. Tokil takilte bemaznaich. Vishtaka chose parson. Priestess machuscha vyavalamadai. Uparas. That's what he gave. That's what the Malach was telling them. Vishmul Amar. Shmuel says no, it's a little different. Mamtus nakvi a Elron. Elron. This is it. If you look at this. This is how he wrote it. He wrote it like this. Mamtus, Nakvi, Elron. If you read it like this. Mana, Takal, Uparson. So Melo, they didn't chop what he wrote. Because this is how it said it on the wall. Everybody's looking at this. What's going on? Mamtus, Nakvi, Elron. Elron, what's going on? You get it? The next one writes like this. The next one is they use the words, they read it backwards basically. Am lakas nisrafu is nama kato parson. If you read it, start backwards. Nisrafu is person backwards. Lakat is katal, and whatever. You know, I can't say it the regular way. I think I can say it backwards. And which one?
Third word.
Lakat. I don't know, backwards, however they wrote it over in the Gemara. What does it say? He said it right? Whatever the Gemara said. It's just mixed up letters. Same idea. But basically, that's why they couldn't read it, because the Malach... It doesn't...
It's not backwards.
It's not backwards. I said it backwards. I don't mean backwards. Whatever, they took the letters and just mixed them up. Wrote them in their own way. Each one, there's three Mount Amram of how the Malach wrote it. But the point was... You have no raya that it was a different language. It was just written in a different way. And that's the Gemara. So that's the end of this sugi over here with Ivris and what's called. Just in time, Rabbi Enoch. We're up to the Mishnah. Ein reichvin al susoi. His father needs a special alarm clock. A guy who is a hearing specialist, he knows how to make it that he can't hear the sounds. You know what I mean? Probably needs like a vibrator. Like the whole bed should vibrate. Ein reich ven al susoi, ve'ein yosh ven al kisoi. The king, we're up to the king. Avi, go back to sleep. You can't.
Avi, that was a double espresso.
You can't ride on the king's horse. It's not respectful. It's his horse. Don't ride on it. Ve'ein yosh ven al kisoi. Don't sit in the seat. It's like you're not sitting in your father's seat, you know. But it's a little different. This is nobody's allowed to sit there. You can't use a scepter. You know what a scepter is?
Nope.
We'll get into that holiday with the king, the queen. You can't watch the king take a haircut. It's not respectful. I once went to the Shatner's room in Lakewood. Shaul Newman was taking a haircut there. He covers his head in the front, takes in the back, the side. He wears the yarmulke the whole time. Yeah.
Puts his yarmulke on his ear.
Like this. Don Grimmer cuts from here and on. Then he goes like this. Cuts here. Then goes like this. Cuts here. And goes like this. Don't take off his yarmulke. Maybe no Isaac Hashem Mestaper.
Make a mistake.
So it's not a respectful talk.
He's not a king. He's a gadol. When the king is undressed, you're not supposed to see him. And the Melech Shlomo says, what are the two things? We already said Aram. Aram is, Beis HaMerchatz is Aram. The same thing. He says, no, Beis HaMerchatz is a place where everybody goes Aram. It's a Mickey. I mean, except for those Litvaks that wear the towel around. But most regular people go to the mikveh. They got nothing to hide. Everybody has the same thing. So in the mikveh, you go like that. So Mela, if you go to the mikveh, it's not a bizarre to see the king like that. Everybody's looking around, walking around like that. So he says, no, it's a bizarre. The king has to have his own Mickey. It should be his scare should be on you. It doesn't mean scare, it means his awe. I'm gonna be Akram Avishag. You guys are ready? Okay, I just want to make a little agdama to this Gemara. This Gemara is the whole Nach is a very interesting Gemara. And I spoke to Reb Lezer last night. He told me that he heard shir from Yankiv on Nach. And Reb Yankiv said that you learn Nach, you have to know Kol HaTorah Kula to learn Nach. Otherwise, you become apikoros from learning Nach. That's what Reb Yankiv said. So it's not pasha to learn Nach. As we learn Nach in the Gemara, a few psukim, and it's a joke, like David HaMelech with things that happened to him. David HaMelech was the Gadol HaDor from the that probably ever were. He was Koshayim and David Chota Ein El Toya, and things that you see about David HaMelech, it's not face value. And we'll see a Gemara, which is very interesting. I saw Aruch Laner last night. Mamash opened up this Gemara, a very interesting Gemara. So Amar Yaakov Amar Yochanan Avishag, we know David HaMelech had 18 wives. Avishag Mutaris L'Shloima V'Asura L'Adonel. Who's Avishag? Avishag was a story in Nach. I'm going to say the story now. I'll tell you the whole story. Very simple. David HaMelech got old and he was cold. And it was cold. The Mefarshis bring down that it was a sakana. It was a shiloh that he's going to die from this sickness that he had, that it was cold. Shiloh was a one-time thing or it was a long-time thing. Pasha was a long-time thing. And his people said to bring him a Naira Besula, Yafa Ma'oid, which was Avishag. They brought her this beautiful girl, and she took care of David HaMelech. And because she was a Besula, there's a certain warmth that a Besula brings to him. And Mela, he was able to get back his warmth and stay alive. Even though he had 18 wives. Now, what the Gemara says is, that Avishag wanted to marry him. And he said, I can't marry you because I already have 18 wives. And she said, it's not true. You can't marry me because you're old and you really can't, you can't do anything because you can't have kishur. You're not able to be married. And that's why you can't marry me, not because you don't want to marry me. Of course you want to marry me because I'm a pretty gorgeous girl. That's what she was thinking. And he said, it's not true. I'll prove to you that that's not my issue. And he brought Bathsheba and he was Baila 13 times to show him that that was called. So the Aruch Laner says a murder pshat in this Gemara. It's a fascinating pshat. He says that David HaMelech needed a kapara for Bathsheba. The Maestro Bathsheba, again, I know he wasn't chayter, so whatever, in his level of what he needed, that's what he needed. He needed kapara, and he brought Avishag, who was a gorgeous besula, to live with him. He was had the yichud because it was a sakana, so that's why he was allowed to live with her. It says he sat in her cheker. He was in her cheker, in her lap. That's how he lived. And he was allowed to, there was a heter over there, she was a panuya. And he did not have relations with her for kapara, for what he did with Bathsheba, whatever kapara he needed over there. Avishag didn't chab that that's what he was doing. Avishag thought, of course she can end up marrying him. That's why she took the job. So she said, I want to marry you. And he said, I can't. She said, what do you mean you can't? She said, I'm doing tshuva for Bathsheba. She said, it's baloney. You're not doing tshuva. You're too old to be married. You can't even have, you don't have the ability to have relations, and that's why you're not marrying me. This is not tshuva. Tshuva is if you have a taiva and you control yourself. On that he said, bring me Basheva and I'll show you that my taiva is still there and I'm able to have relations and I'm still holding myself back while I'm living with you because I'm trying to do tshuva. That was the maisa. That's the maisa. That's the way the Aruch Lana explains this gemara. It's a very interesting gemara. So I'm Rabbi Yaakov, she's mutter to Shlema. Shlema was the son of David, but also to Adonai. Adonai was a son, but he wasn't a king. So mutter to Shlema, the melech hayo, melech mishamash b'shavitoy. Avishag was considered like a scepter of the king. It means it wasn't a wife, and that's what Moshe was trying to prove, that he never married her. Because if he married her, obviously Shlema can't marry her. So he never married her, but it's like a tool that the king used. She was a servant to the king, so male her son could use the servant. Yasul Adonai, the head you too. Avishag Mahi, who was Avishag? Now the Gemara brings the whole story. Ksiv Amelech David Zaka Baba Yamim, and he got sick. V'yom la'avda Yivakshu, you should bring this girl. Ksiv Yivakshu Nair Yafa, Ksiv Anair Yafa Ad Ma'oid. Now Tila Melech Sechena, she warmed him up. Tishaseyu, she was the one who took care of him. Amra, she said, Nisvan, could the king marry me? Amra, seriously, I can't. Amra, why? Because I have 18 wives already. Amralei, chasri leganva nafshel sham. That's what he like pushed her off. But that really what we're saying like the Aruch Haner. So she said chasri leganva nafshel sham. Basically, a guy who's a thief, and he's not stealing. So if I'm a thief, I'm always stealing every day. And one day you come to me, he's like, hey, what's going on today? You off today? You're not stealing today? No, I decided I'm not stealing. You didn't decide you're not stealing. You have nothing to steal today. You don't have the ability to steal today. There was nothing here. So the same thing she was telling him. You're not. I'm not usher to you. You just don't have the ability to be married to me. So Nakut Amalu Korla Ba Le Basheva, call Basheva, Ksiva Tov Basheva, Melchadara, she brought him to the room. Amr Yudam Rabba, Isha Kincha Basheva Shoshas Mapas, means it was 13 B as Rash says. Amr Shmar Abba Boyrek, but that's it. So that's the end of the Gemara. Interesting Gemara. Amr Shmar Abba Boyrek, Kama Koshin, Gerishin, how bad is Gerishin? Why? Shari David, Amalakhir Lil Yachid, Valeyatir Lil Garish. Really, what he could have done over here is the excuse he gave to Avishag was that he has 18 wives already. So I can't marry you. He could have divorced one of the wives because some of them were palakshim even. They weren't even real wives. They were real fakes. So he could have divorced one of them and married her. Moshe says, we'll come teach you another lesson. Call him Gash, this is Shana. I think it was back. Moshe loved the Moshe. As Mizbach Hashem, Chiva Anoka, Me'in Oid, so you see that your first wife is something very special, and the Mizbech is married to Mois. There's a million shot in why the Mizbech is married to Mois. What's up with the Mizbech? Partially because a lady, when she's young, she becomes a Zava. A Zava has to bring a carbon, and when she gives birth, she has to bring a carbon. So Mizbech is constantly getting karbonos from this lady. So now Mizbech is married to Moy, is that you got rid of this wife who's bringing me stuff. That's a pashup shot, but a lot of them shot them away. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Tamar Lezer. Now we're going into the wife thing of the divorce. Ain ishtish other mesa elim came vaksham and a mumin. Now we're going into something else. A guy's wife doesn't die unless you ask him for money. What does that mean? What does that mean you ask him for money? Yikach mishkovchum tachtechum v'michonon. That's it. So basically, if a guy promises money to organization, to ani, or to organization, and he doesn't give it on purpose, not because he doesn't have. The first speaker, if he doesn't have, when he has, he'll give. Nothing he can do. Tell me, he has, and he doesn't want. He just says, "I'm not giving." He's not fulfilling his neder. He's not fulfilling his neder. On that, isha shel adam meisa.
What do you see that it's a neder?
That's what it is. Why does he have to give money for? No, borrow money is not it. That's your ganav. What do you mean he stole it?
Went to your house, he took $50.
That's just a nether. Yeah,
our interpretation is based on Rashi as well.
Okay, it doesn't mean anything. Your interpretation could be off. Anyway.
Okay.
Anybody that his first wife died, so Ishtar Irishayna kilu charav based on mishmar. Yom Hashem ben Adam min elkeach mechas machmadei necha. The magayif of taking your precious. I know you say that. Something your first wife magayif a loy tispa v'loy tifka v'loy tovet v'asecha v'siv adaber l'am b'beikah v'thomas ishti be'erev. She said we put together the base of Migdash with your first wife. That's we see that's how severe it is. Amar Rabbi Alexandria, call Adam Shemes Ishti Biyamov. Anybody that has wife died in his life, Choshech Ba'adoy, stuck. Shnamar Or Choshech Ba'olav, Neira Olav Yidacha. Bismachin Amar Psiyos Miskatris. He loses his power, vigor and vim. Right, very good. Shnema Yitzroy Tsaadi Oinoi. Rabbi Boam Atsosin Efelis. He loses his Eitzah. Shnema Tashcher Atsosai. He's a down man. Amar Abba Bar Babachan Amriachan. Koshel Lizivugam Kriyas Yamsuf. Very hard to marry someone off. It's like Kriyas Yamsuf. Shnema Alakim Moshev Yechidim Besa. Moitz Asir Mekoshev. Atik Moitz Asir. Atik Moitz Asir. Atik Mekoshev. Al Bechi Veshiras. It's a very hard thing. Is that true? What are you talking about? It seems pretty simple. The Eibishter has a system up there. He's got the like the Estrik Shapa. He's turning it into now because the whole year he doesn't make money. So he's turning it. I spoke to him yesterday. He's turning it into a shidduch thing. You want with a pitam and a green to the top. You got the whole. He's just switching the whole thing. Yeah.
About
yeah. Very good. Very good, Charlie. Bas Pliny. Zigmar's Lakashi. Hub is Grisham Zig Shani. The first one, you're right. The second one is telling you Mysum. The second. I don't know. It's interesting. The Charkova Rebbe. Okay. Fine. Charkova Rabbi says, how do you say kno?
What?
No, K-L-W, no.
It's no. K-S-R-L-W. You don't, right? It's Charkova Rabbi. Just because you have a... Really, English is nuts, because really, no should have been N-O-W-E. But I don't know whoever created this kno business, whatever. It's not in the game. But anyway... Anyway, the Charkova Rebbe, that's what it said, used to give shatchanas for every shidduch that was read. You give a little money for every shidduch that was read. My wife has, some people send money to every shidduch. I don't know, it's interesting. I think they just want my wife to read shidduchim. But he used to send it out, he held it was a chiyuv. He said that, the Eibishter is Mezavik Zavugim. But why does the Eibishter need 40 days? The day that the kid's born, he can just put together the. What's the big deal? Why does he need 40 days? He said, because even in Shemayim, there's a vikuach. 1 second, maybe Hellman's daughter for chaplain, maybe Tyner, maybe Avi, maybe this one, maybe that one. There's back and forth in Shemayim. Hashem says, no, okay, we got Abraham Yoim. So he says the back and forth, all these shidduchim that my kids are going out on, that's the back and forth in Shemayim. So I'm getting closer to the what's called. That's what he said. The Charkova Rabbi. Rebbe Atzio says a very interesting shot. Why it's kosher zivugam? He says because the Eibishter says that Charlie's daughter is going to be with Halman's son. Now Charlie's daughter.
He's got to loosen up.
It's supposed to be for Halman's son. Halman's son. Became all stocked out, and Charlie's daughter is a regular girl, and now it doesn't fit. So now the whole thing's got to, you got to turn the whole thing around. It means originally his daughter was supposed to be like this, his son was supposed to be like this. It's supposed to be a good shidduch. All of a sudden, the table's changed. So now we got to change the whole thing around. That's kashrus zivugim. We have to make that now Charlie's daughter, whatever happens, she goes to the seminary and she stocks out, so she's able to marry his son. I have no idea.
He could do better.
We'll speak about a Shavu Brachas Mitzvah Shavu. This is a good Shidduch Taka. Hello. Hey, hello. Agala.
What do you say? Shavu Brachas is going to be at 4:30 in the afternoon.
One thing, the chas has to be over by 9 o'clock. I got to go to sleep. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
That's right. Ask, what time is the wedding? I don't know. Minchas at 4:30.
Charlie, Shki is 8 o'clock. Yeah, we do like the Svarta. We do a plog thing. Yeah, yeah, plog.
Plog wedding.
Plog wedding. Anyway.
What day do you write by plog?
You better loosen up before your kid gets mad, goes out. This is not a joke. Enough, huh? We can't have, he's not interested in mechutin like this.
If you want to pay, you can do it, have it the way you want.
All right.
He's going to make his own minion.
Look, Asha. Hava Zivik, Risha, Hava Zivik, Shani. Amar Shmuel, Nachman, Chol Yesh.
6:30, the wedding's over. I don't know what you're talking about.
Amar Shmuel, by the way, he needs to Ne'im Zachayim, because Ne'im Zachayim has carpet. Otherwise, you hear him go back and forth the whole wedding. You know what I mean? The shoes.
No one upstairs.
Can't hit a penny's drop.
Amar Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Chol Yesh, Shmuras. Everything, there's a way to get, you could have,
I see what you guys do.
What does tmura mean? It means you could,
nope.
you could switch out. It means just, everything's replaceable. Everybody's replaceable. Chutz me'esh nurim. Esh nurim is not replaceable. Shnama me'esh nurim ki timas ki simas. Masma b'yudu bar yitzchak. Bray. Couldn't talk about esh nurim. You only find Kurus Ruach. Kurus Ruach means the calmness. I don't know what Kurus Ruach is. Kurus Ruach, not calmness. Fulfillness. From your first wife. Happiness is only from the first wife. I'm like, going, man. Like, give me a mashal. Who's first wife? Because I guess he all had the same problem we had. I'm like, going.
They never had the second wife to know the difference.
I'm like, going, imecha. Like your mother. Your mother is that beauty. No, ain't he?
He's referring to his wife. His own wife.
Yeah, he was telling him like your mother.
Wait.
Ain't he? We didn't get there yet. Ain't he? It's like talking to your son. Ain't he? Von Mikkel Rav Yudel Rav Yitzchak Bray. What are you talking about? Umaytini Mar Mamava. Say Isha Shahi Himitzudim Mecharamim. Who are you referring to? What kind of mean mother, wife? Like your mother. So is your mother mean? Is she good or is she bad? She's got a mean streak. So Gemara says, Miskef Tekifa. She's very strong-minded. But she's easy to please. She backs off quickly. There's a very big milo, right? Imagine you tell your son this. So the Chofetz Chaim says, L'chutz Lashon Hara. He's telling him that his mother is strong, is hot under the collar. But by the way, she's pretty good. If you give her a little challenge, she calms down. Like, what does that mean? How do you tell this to your son? So he says, Punk Fakert, what he's teaching him a lesson in life. Not everybody has everything, and not everybody's the same. And there are times that you're going to have things that are bothersome. But you always have to look at the good things. You have to look at the things that you have, not things that you don't have. Yeah, she's a tough person, but she's very easy to please. That's the way I live. I live with the things that I have, not things that I don't have. And that was the lesson he was teaching him. Whatever she needs to be. The Chofetz Chaim. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Unya, Mishmei Rav, Isha Goylem Hi. Veina caresses bris elim isha osa kli. A woman is goylem means that she's not a finished product until somebody makes her a kli. Shnemar ki bayalech bayalaych oisayech Hashem tzavokay shmoi. Tana ain ish meis. So that's a husband makes the wife. Tana ain ish meis el ishtoi. Only to a man dies for his wife. Veina ish meis el labaylo ain ish meis el ishtoi. Shnemar biyamos elu melech ish naami. Ish naami. It says. Her husband. Means a woman and a husband and wife know each other the best, and they for them is the biggest loss. That's what it means. Yeah.
That's why he's not there.
Ain Reuters next. We got to move on. So Ain Reuters said you can't look at the Kohen Gadol and he has to take a haircut. Turn about a Melech Mistab B'Chol Yom. A king has to take this way. This way the Chassidim, I guess, get it that the no hair is nice. You'll see in a minute. Melech mustab b'chol yom. You have to take your haircut every day. Kain godom erev Shabbos or Shabbos. Every Shabbos. Kain hayit echad l'shoshim yom. Melech mustab b'chol yom. Why? Shenemar melech b'yof yof techazen ha'inecho. That you had, he should look pretty. Every day he's got to be nice, a nice cool cut.
Yeah,
short. Your wife can do short.
That's the session.
Yeah, but it was short.
Who said that?
It had to be short because you have to put on tefillin.
It says neat.
Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos. Thank you for the clarification. Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos. Don't go home and shave your wife's head. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman Rav Yochanan. Hoyel Mishmores Mischatches. The reason why it's Erev Shabbos is because the Mishmar comes switches, so they should see the Kohen in his glory. The Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyot. Echad Shoshim Yom. Why? Echsev Roshim Lo Yigalechu. Pera Lo Yishalechu. Ksoim Yikosmus Roshim. Ksoim Yikosmus Roshim. V'yolif Pera Pera. Minozer, and we learn out from Nozer. Ksiv achar pera lishleichu. Ksiv asam gadol pera saaroshay. Malan shloshim. Afkan shloshim is just by a Nozer. It's 30. So we also 30. Yutanan stam nazir shloshim yom. V'hasam nol. How do you know by nazirus is 30? You're building everything on nazirus. Amar amas namakro kodesh yia begamat yotlosan avad. The year yudhei is 30. Maybe, how do you know b'chlal that will marba this? Maybe we shouldn't grow hair at all. Right away, it should be cut. Who says it should be 30? I'm like iksiv lo yishalechu pera k'karmet. Hashuk says pera lo yishalechu is a pera lehevishluchi lo yishluchu. So maybe you have to have it has to be some kind of growth, not nothing. But it shouldn't grow too much. What is it we learn at 30 days? Yachya in the Nami. So today also, we should not. Why don't we take a haircut every 30 days? Kahan. Dumya, they don't. The skvera take every 3 or 4 times a year, the skvera takes. Right?
We don't need to see them in all that work.
So Gemara says, Yachya in the Nami. Dumya deyain, my yaim is man biodasa. Only when you go to the Beis Hamikdash. Shalai bizman bi ashari, apriroish, bizman bi asur, shalai bizman bi ashari. You're allowed to have, today is not a problem. But yain shalai bizman bi ashari, is that true? They allowed to drink wine, akayin, vatanya, machlaikis, Rebbe Aymer, Aymani, kahanam asurim lishijayim la'olam. They're not allowed to drink. Avama esish, takanosai, kalkalosai. That takanosai, kalkalosai, which means that since the churban abayis we're not the base of migdash, she allowed to drink. Now, how do we drink? Karebi mechlal. There are bano amri. There are bano asri. They hold you not to drink wine. So Marsa hasam hayna time meheri bano base of migdash. A special reason if the base of migdash gets built today, and Gary is drunk, so now you wake him up. Hey Gary, gotta go to base of migdash. Okay, I'll be there tomorrow. It doesn't work. So Gemara says, "We in a kohen, royal avodah, v'leka." In fact, tomorrow, how can I be in a kohen, royal avodah, v'leka? So by the haircut too.
You think it's gonna be a rush?
Yeah. What are you gonna do with the haircut? So Gemara says, "Halcha efshe masah pravail." A haircut is not a big deal. All you do is take a machine, cut your hair. But if you're drunk, you don't get undrunk so fast. So Gemara says, "What do you mean? Hasam nami efshe denayim port of aisle. If a guy's drunk, he could just take a little nap or walk a little bit." So Gemara says, "Yeah, that only works." Don't remember. Derech milushin yakolshu mefigas yain. That's only if you drank a little bit. When a guy's drunk, it's worse. By walking, you exasperate, is that the right word? The situation. It's the same thing. No, where it ruins the avodah. I mean, when the Beis Hamikdash is around and a guy's drunk, it ruins the avodah. It's not true. A kohen that grows in with Puri Rosh, he ruins the avodah also. So if you have a hekesh that you get misa, you also ruin the avodah. So it's the exact same thing. So what are you talking about, Kasha? That's a good question. This pasuk is from Yecheskel. But what happened till Yecheskel came around? That means from the Torah you have no raya. So what happened till Yecheskel came around? It was mutter? So Gemara says, what are you talking about? That's also Adlai Bar Yecheskel Man Amra. There's a pasuk that says that you can't, if you're Oral Lev, V'Oral Basar, you can't come to the Beis HaMikdash. That pasuk is from Yecheskel. So what do you tell me? Tell me, till then, It was no problem. Ella, what are you going to say? Manam Ella Gomer Gamir is Allah Moshe Sinai. Vasikhas Vasma Kro. So Hakanami Gomer Gamir love Vasikhas Vasma Kro. Let's finish the parak. Mike Soimi Kasemus Rashem. We had the passage before. Tanan. Kemintas Poris Linus. That's the kind of haircut the kind of Golda got. Mike Spurs Linus. What does that mean? Amiridama Shmuel. Das Poris Yechida. A beautiful haircut. A Trump haircut. Hey Chidami, what is it? Amar Rashi, Rosh Yisrael Zeb is that Ikra Zeb. It was one up, one down. Sholos Rebbe, Ezer Tzporish and Gadol, what kind of haircut is Kohen Gadol get? Amar Tzuv Rub Tzporish Ben Alasha. This Tzporish, who's Alasha? Tani Rebbe, Amar Lo Yachinem Pizah Ben Alasha Tzmai Yisrael, Elek De Laharis, Boi Tzporish Kohen Gadol. Ben Alasha, the Chofetz Chaim says also, the very interesting Gemara, the Gemara brings him down. Why does the Gemara bring him down? He believed in the Beis HaMikdash so much that he was willing to spend a tremendous amount of money in today's day and age, so people should understand what a Tzporish HaKohen Gadol is, because he believed the Mashiach is coming any minute. So right now, we have to know, why would he spend so much money to get this haircut? To show everybody that Mashiach is coming, he believes the Mashiach, and it's coming any minute, and I'm going to show you this is how it's done, and if Mashiach comes in the next 10 minutes, this is how the haircut is. Han Lo Kohen Gadol, Han Lo Kohen Gadol, Han Lo Kohen Gadol. That's why I brought the food last night, yeah. I should have brought some this morning. But the Maizah, it was very good that the shul made $1,200 yesterday instantly. We should do this every day, every morning.
No, put it towards next year membership.
You can't do that now. No tracks and no backsies.
Watch.
Next Aliyah. You're going to see 600 from him. 600, 600.
Nope.
Sikh video, 600. I'm starting at 700 this year. You can always rely on that. We're up to Anatana Yud. Anatana, oh man, a long one. Anatana Mata Akas. Matana Akas is our Matana Matana Akas. 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 Show me another Matana Akas. I'm going to be Loza. I'm going to be Abal Tigra. I'm going to be Loza. I'm going to be Loza. Loyal at Nemal Tigra. Like Shuba Atzmai. Only by itself. But with all mixed with other things, not a problem. I'm going to be sure Loyal Nemal Tigra. Like Shuba Atzmai. But I don't want to be sure. Shasato Avarta Abal Tigra. I see some mice of Yotka. Shasato Avarta Abal Tigra. Loyal is mice of Yotka. Why Loyal is mice of Yotka? One second. I mean, because you know it must be a dime. Yashikoach, thank you for coming.